Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America afternoon market wrap-up. And the screen is a sea of red as the risk-off selling continued. To start the week, December corn at 666 was down 10 and 3 quarters. March at 670 and a quarter, down 11 and a half. November soybeans at 1412 and a quarter, down 13 and a half. January beans 1416 and a half, down 15 and a quarter. We do have some crop condition reports and some harvest progress. Corn conditions are seen at 52% good to excellent. That was 52% last week. 12% is harvested. Soybean conditions were seen at 55% good to excellent, and that was 55% last week. 8% was harvested. Cotton was seen at 31% good to excellent, down from 33% last week. Spring wheat is 96% harvested, and winter wheat is seen at 31% planted. Wheat was not immune to the risk off selling, as Russian crops are expected to be noticeably larger than last year's, and that is creating some market pressure as well. December Chicago wheat is at 857.5, down 23. December Kansas City wheat at 929, down 21.5. December Minneapolis wheat 931.25, down 18. Rice at 1732 was down 6. Cotton beat up hard again. December at 88.37, that's down 417. March at 85.94, down 373. Combination of economic worries, strong dollar, and Chinese demand worries all weighing on the cotton and to a certain extent the soybeans as well. December live cattle, 147.37, down 118. We didn't see much in the way of cash trade. Select cutouts were noticeably lower, and that pressured the market, along with a little bit of a bearish cattle on feed report coming out on Friday. And select values were also lower for cutouts. November feeders, 177 even, down 125. December hogs, 79.42, down 338. Again, cash prices are noticeably weaker for hogs, and we're looking at bigger supplies coming in. Looks like we had some fun selling to help things out as well. Crude oil, $76.68, down $2.06. We actually came in the day above $80 a barrel and were positive on the day, and things turned lower as the appetite for risk drifted off as the day wore on. Diesel noticeably lower, $3.04 a gallon, down 11 and a quarter cents a gallon. Unleaded gasoline, $2.29.64, down about a penny a gallon. Natural gas, one of the few items that was actually higher today. $7.04, that was up 5, fractionally higher, but it did reverse from some pretty serious losses earlier to finish higher. Gold, $16.32, down $23.20. Silver, $18.38, down 53 cents, or nearly 3%. The dollar index, the cause of all of this joy, noticeably higher again, 114.07, up 88. We did trade as high as 114.52. As the pound moved to new lows, the yen moved to new lows, and the euro also moved to new lows today. Stocks noticeably weaker. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 29,260, down 329, or a little more than 1%. S&P 500, 36.53, down 39 points, or right around 1%. The NASDAQ Composite, 10,802, down a little more than 0.5%. Interest rates were noticeably higher today. The 2-year at 4.31 was up 11 basis points. The 10-year at 3.89 up 21 basis points. And the 30 at 3.71 up 11 basis points. So again, higher interest rates lead to a stronger dollar and everything else getting sold off. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and pleasant Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great day.